Welcome to podcast episode number
24.
24. Thank you. I'm glad you remembered. And the reason I don't know is because this week we do not have a topic list at all.
We don't.
We don't even have a file that's empty.
Wow.
Yeah. But the good news is it's been a super awesome and busy week, so I remember everything.
Super awesome and busy for you. Mine has just been super...
I was talking like news-wise.
Oh.
Because E3's this week.
E3 is this week. Also, boring for Ben because Ben is purposely staying away from E3 until, well, today when you guys listen to this.
What?
I want to get all the news at once. I hate like having to wait day after day after day.
A lot of news to get.
I understand, but I can pick and choose what I want to listen to.
Okay, fair enough. I don't even know where to start with E3. Wait, you tell me what you want to know from
everything.
E3.
Everything.
Well, that doesn't...
No.
Wait, what do we want to start on?
You know,
how about the fact that I am really close to buying a Wii U, which I never would have thought.
Why?
Zelda U was announced. It's an open world Zelda game.
Ooh.
Open world, yeah. And that's kind of a huge thing. And it's a beautiful looking game because Nintendo has this certain dynamic that it can do because all their shit is like really cartoony because, you know, it's kind of kid based or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that they finally have an HD console, they can really push that cartoon into HD. And it's a hell of a lot better to make nice-looking cartoons than to make realistic-looking things.
Now, I just find it really humorous when you just said they finally have an HD console.
Well, yeah, because the Wii wasn't an HD console. Yeah. Everybody else had HD back then. But now the Wii U, which is HD, they're able to make it look exceptionally nice because you get that like cartoon animation style, which you're then lumping together with HD. So you get Zelda U, which is an open-world Zelda game. That's pretty much all we know about it at this point, but they showed actual gameplay and God, it's beautiful.
Looks pretty cool.
So that's one reason I want it. The Smash Brothers, I don't know what the new one's called. What's the new Smash Brothers called? Do you know?
Super Smash Brothers U.
You?
Oh. I don't know.
Did you just make that up? Cause everything's,
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like Nintendo 64 all over again.
Now I do know about this game and I do know that
Smash Brothers.
Yeah. I do know that every video game that should never have been put together in the 90s is suddenly all in one game.
Yes, and it's amazing and beautiful. You got like Pac-Man, Sonic, Mario, Mega Man, all in one game together. Made by Nintendo.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I am super excited about all of it.
It hurts my heart, but like I'm glad that Mega Man is finally in something again.
Something new, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm super excited for that, and you can actually play it at Best Buy right now. This whole week.
So after this podcast.
No, the lines are like stupid fucking long.
Fuck that then.
It's not even worth it. I'll just wait. But last weekend, we actually went to my friend Ryan's house.
Yes.
And we played Smash Brothers.
M.
M, yeah. Some like hacked version that it basically takes the characters from Melee and lumps them in together with the characters from Brawl. And then you play on the Melee maps with some of the Brawl items and shit. I don't really know what was going on. But it was a lot of fun, and we played that for quite a few hours.
I'd say 4 hours.
Yeah, at least. It was.
We started at, like, 1, and we didn't leave there till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, we did leave pretty late, didn't we?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, it was... God, that was so much fun. When I forgot how much fun Smash Brothers could be.
When I got home, the sun was coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried to watch a Twitch account, because one of the people I favorited was on, and, like, she's really cool. So I really enjoy watching her stream.
Do you want to give her a shout out?
Because yes.
You said she's a smaller channel, right?
She is. She's a super tiny channel. She only usually has like 20 or 30 people viewing at a time.
Gotcha.
And
so anyway, shout out. No.
XMST3K.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. We'll link dump it.
Yeah. If I can find it, because I'm untalented. Okay, I don't know why, but I have like no memory of editing last week's podcast.
Probably because it was done in this hot-ass house that still has
probably
no AC.
Yeah, we still don't have AC, and it's been 24 days now. And we've had it turned on for like a day or two at a time in the middle, and then it broke again. It's been 24 days now since I've had like consistent AC. It's been awful and terrible.
I'm sorry. I looked up little window AC units on Craigslist just in case I should buy one and bring it over.
You might have to.
I might.
Allegedly, they were coming over today to fix it.
Yeah.
Now, allegedly, they're coming over tomorrow to fix it. But
what?
It's really
douchebags.
Yeah.
So you still going to Orlando's classes?
I am.
Your arms are looking a little bit
are
bigger
they?
There, buddy.
That's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. I have 3 weeks before my cruise. I've been to the gym 4 days this week. Every day this week. Monday,
nice.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I've been to like working out.
Yeah.
Monday and Wednesday, I did the kickboxing classes,
yeah.
Which kicked my ass. And then I usually worked out for about half an hour after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday and Thursday, I worked out for about 45 minutes.
Now, does he still have weights or?
Yeah, he's got like full-on gym weight set stuff.
Mother father.
Yeah, and then he's got the free dumbbells and stuff like that. I don't do that stuff because it's like all the way on the other side and I have to like walk through the class to get there.
Oh.
So if I'm not in the class, I feel really awkward going and doing that. So I just use the machines and they're fine.
Cool.
But yeah, awesome. Well, thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah, get that pump going on.
Now I'm all flattered and stuff.
Aww.
My left chest muscle is getting a little bit larger than the right one, but it always kind of has been.
From cheerleading?
No, I just... I don't know. I just
you'd
have
figure
this...
your right one would be bigger from cheerleading.
Yeah, well, I have disproportionate... Like, I feel like I'm missing the muscle right there, you see?
No, this
is probably the weirdest part of the podcast.
That is. Like, Joey's pointing at his nipple, and he's rubbing it.
No, I'm pointing to the left of my nipple.
Now he's licking his... Never mind.
It's smaller, and I can't seem to get it any bigger, so I don't know what's going on there, but I'm hoping it'll even out over time. But the left one I've noticed change. So, yeah, it's awesome. I've been going a lot. I think I'm going to go and finally buy some C4 and some creatine.
Don't do creatine.
Why not?
It's already in C4.
I heard it wasn't. Yeah, I heard you're supposed to. Oh, okay. Well, if it's already in C4, then I'm not going to bother. Yeah. But anyway, I'll figure
out. But
do
you get like whey protein? A big tub of it.
Yeah,
for
no,
after
I
you work out.
I have whey protein. I drink the pre-made whey protein drinks.
Like Muscle Milk?
Yeah. I've been doing a different one, like Pure Protein, I think.
Sure.
Just because Orlando's gym's right across the street from Sweet Bay, which is actually Winn-Dixie now.
Yeah, they bought it back.
Which was really fucking confusing. Like, what the fuck happened with that? Like, years ago, I remember Sweet Bay kind of took over all the Winn-Dixies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they upgraded them. And I always felt like Sweet Bay was like a more luxurious Publix. And Publix is like a...
Pretty high...
Well, no, a Publix is like our grocery store down here in the Southeast.
Yeah, but they're really awesome. And
they're the best subs ever. They're kind of like a step above Walmart. Like a good step above Walmart. And then Sweet Bay was kind of like the, I'm rich and I don't want to shop at Publix, so I'm going to go to Sweet Bay instead.
Really?
That's kind of how I always
pictured it. That's how you felt?
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt like Publix has been above Sweet Bay, but
I don't know. I feel like Sweet Bay's been above. Sweet Bay seems, it's got that more like Whole Foods theme going on.
Yeah. It looks very organic on the inside.
Yeah, it looks organic. You know, just the way things are presented. I don't even know if the prices are different, but I had that illusion.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Winn-Dixie, which I thought being like, the Walmart of grocery stores, who I thought Sweet Bay bought out and was just like, nope, we're done. And then all of a sudden, Winn-Dixie is back. All the Sweet Bays have now turned back into Winn-Dixies.
Yeah.
Although, for what it's worth, they still have that like nice inside look, and I actually forget I'm at a Winn-Dixie.
Well, that's
good. Still feel like I'm at Sweet Bay, so I guess through some weird reverse psychology nonsense, they have improved the image of Winn-Dixie.
Who knows? Maybe in 5 years, they'll be Sweet Bay again.
Yeah, maybe they'll just keep switching back and forth, so we keep talking about it.
Yeah. That's a pretty solid marketing strategy.
Yeah. Hey, look, they got a whole 2-minute segment on our podcast, most popular podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
I just did a wink and I'm going to add a sound effect.
Okay.
Bink.
But no, it's kind of like what Namco Bandai or Bandai Namco did.
Yeah.
I mean, we started talking about them because they reversed the
I don't even know which way is the right way or it was before and which way it is now. I just know it was one way and now the other. So Namco Bandai, Bandai Namco.
One of the two.
Yeah. But let's go back to E3 because that's probably going to be like the primary focus of this podcast. And I'm probably just going to link dump the homepage for E3 and be like, here's all the shit we talked about rather than manually because fuck that. Okay, so we talked about Zelda U, the Smash Brothers game I'm super excited about. Now that's coming out pretty soon, I think.
The Smash Brothers game is also coming out for the 3DS.
Is it? Yeah, I'm probably
going to do that.
Both, I think. Although really, Smash Brothers is only fun if you play with friends. So I'll probably get the Wii U and then you can just come over and play it.
Yeah. So I guess Destiny went into open alpha or that
no,
not
believe
open,
it
it's closed
tomorrow.
Nope. Started today.
There's
thousands of people on Twitch right now.
Awesome.
All playing.
I can't remember who it was from. Some news source somewhere. And I'm not even going to bother looking it up because it would be like the most ambiguous search ever. But they said that they've been playing now that they've played Destiny for more than the time they had before than the last series of news articles. Uh-huh. They say it gets a lot better.
It does.
It's much more fun.
And I was watching...
They have much higher hopes.
Philip DeFranco, I think his name is.
Okay, I don't...
Or DeFranco.
I'm bad with names, but especially for like celebrities.
I was watching his stream, and it's pretty good. I like what I saw.
All right, cool.
Which wasn't much, because I fell asleep.
Now, what console are you getting it for?
Xbox One.
Okay. I'm getting it for PC. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Fuck that PC all the way, then.
Yeah, okay, so... But, you know, let's go back to Nintendo.
You said console.
Again. Yeah, I did say console here, but because the PC is technically a console. I mean, I know they're different.
It's a platform.
But platform. That's the word I'm looking for. You're right. So anyway, and then Nintendo also, there was something else I was excited about. Oh, Mario Kart, which is already out.
And Mario Kart 8.
Which would be one of the reasons I would get it now, the Wii U. But I might wait until Smash Bros. Actually comes out, and then I'll pick up the Wii U.
So what?
And then have it for the Zelda game.
What I've noticed about Nintendo is that They say they don't like competitive games, but they make games that will fucking ruin your friendship.
They will. But although, for what it's worth, they did say that before, but recently they seem to have embraced. Because all this time playing it at Best Buy is actually a pseudo-tournament thing.
Yeah.
It's not just...
No, because they yesterday, I heard, it was on my Facebook stream, not that I want to fucking see anything about E3 on my Facebook stream, but it was there, and I guess they had a gaming tournament at E3 with the new Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to do it at the Best Buy, might as well do it at E3, too.
Yeah, and I guess they had a bunch of celebrities playing and
that's cool.
Doing shit.
But, God, I am so excited for that game.
Like, there's a girl named Zelda something or another, but she didn't play Zelda. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that somewhere.
That's what I saw.
But God, I'm super excited. So I'm probably going to go the Wii U when that comes out. And then I'm also excited for the Zelda game. And then Metroid comes out. Or Metroid was confirmed that it is being talked about for coming to the Wii U eventually.
Sometime.
Sometime. So it's not completely forgotten. It had no appearance at E3. But they say that it is still a thing. It's not like we're never going to see a Metroid game again. Which is good, because Metroid is my favorite.
They probably just want to completely recover from the clusterfuck that was their last game.
Yeah, the Other M, but the Other M was made by a different studio. They were made by Ninja, I think.
Team Ninja.
Whereas the Metroid Prime games were made by Retro Studios, I believe.
So let's get Retro back into this shit.
I want to say, I could be totally misremembering here. I want to say Retro has since disbanded. They're no longer a studio together, which really sucked because they made some beautiful games. But we'll see. I don't know. I could totally also be wrong on that. Okay, but that pretty much wraps up Nintendo, I think.
I like to hope so. Well, new Pokemon,
yeah. Omega Red and
Hoenn confirmed.
Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah, those two. Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
Those are the two. Which should be Alpha Sapphire, Omega Ruby, because Alpha Omega. But anyway.
Anyway. New Mega Evolutions for the starters in Gen 3.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mudkips?
I have. That's actually the only one I've seen so far.
It looks like a roided out Swampert.
Isn't that kind of what all the megas are? A Megastone is just steroids, right?
Pretty much. I mean,
why is everybody like, oh, well, he looks like he's roided out? Yeah, that's kind of been the general consensus.
Not really. I mean, Charizard turned black.
Right. Steroids.
Steroids don't make you black.
That was totally racist. That's right. No offense to the gays.
No offense.
God,
we
are going to drive that joke right into the ground. I'm pretty sure we already did.
But Blastoise got an extra cannon. They put the two big ones on his hands, and now he has like a fucking super mega cannon.
Yeah, but no, that was in the last game. That was an X and Y.
That was an X and Y. I'm just talking about.
Oh, you're just talking about general
mega evolutions.
Evolutions. Gotcha. Yeah. See, steroids, extra water cannons. Don't you all know you get a second penis?
Right.
I hope I just convinced a bunch of people to try steroids.
I hope you didn't. Steroids are bad news bears, kids.
Yeah, but everybody seems super happy about where Nintendo's going now. And I've been hearing for a while that apparently the Wii U is a good console, but it's kind of has a bad record because the Wii wasn't so great.
It has a bad rep because there's no fucking games
for it. Well, apparently now there's a bunch of games for it. Everybody's super excited and they're like, yeah, wow, that game looks fucking awesome. So, all right. Yep. So that's...
And they also released, GameCube controllers?
Yes. Or I don't know if they released... Yeah, they must have released them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they released the adapter for the Wii U and the GameCube controllers specifically for Smash Brothers. Because let's be honest, if you're playing Smash Brothers, you're playing with a GameCube controller. So, all right. So we've talked about Nintendo now. Got that out of the way. Go Nintendo. Probably might actually be my first console of the next generation, which I would have never guessed.
Well, I mean, it's probably the cheapest.
It is. It's $200 refurbished. I think it's $320 brand new with Mario Kart 8. You can buy it as like a bundle.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
And it's still $100 cheaper than the next one.
Right. And so we'll go ahead. You want to talk about Sony now or Microsoft? Who are you more excited to hear about?
Let's do Sony.
Sony.
We'll go in order of how excited I am about each one.
See, I was actually, despite the fact I, up until recently, most wanted the PS4, and don't get me wrong, PS4 is still so far my favorite console. I don't have a huge reason to get a PS4, and it might actually now be the last console that I get. Because there is nothing
exciting.
That was super exciting for me. Uncharted 4, but I never played any of the Uncharted games. Little Big Planet 3, which I am excited about because I love Little Big Planet.
Yeah, that's a fucking great game.
And now I haven't watched any of the press conferences or anything. I'm just kind of aggregating other news sources.
Uh-huh.
But that's pretty much all I heard. Their big focus for E3 was really Destiny, which is cross-platform.
Yeah, that's a bad fucking strategy.
Yeah, well, it was really weird. Because Sony was really focusing on Destiny, and they did get an exclusive beta for the PS4.
That's true.
But since I'm not getting a PS4 that soon, I'm probably at least until Destiny comes out. and you know, there's no like real urge for me to go get a PS4. So, I mean, Little Big Planet 3, and I probably will get one for Little Big Planet 3, because that's actually why I got the PS3, was for the first Little Big Planet.
Mm-hmm.
That game
was so much fun, though.
Yeah, it is. I love that game.
I have it on my Vita. I'm so excited.
You do.
I need to get a new memory card, though.
Allegedly, I read it from a news source that seemed like they knew what they were talking about, but I'd never heard of them, so I don't know how valid this is.
Mm-hmm.
They are working on a PS4 Vita bundle, but it's not being released yet because of packaging problems,
Whatever
that means. But it's coming out for like 580 euros.
That's like 650 American.
Right, which I guess translates to the same price as if you bought them separately.
Yeah.
So depending on if they bundle games with it or not, will dictate if I get it.
Your best bet right now is to not get the PS Vita Slim.
Why is that?
Even though it is a smaller version, not by much, but it's fatter or wider, I guess.
Okay.
But they took the OLED out or...
Okay.
Whatever the super awesome fucking screen they have in the Vita is.
Yeah,
and they
organic LED.
Yeah, and they just replaced it with LCD. It's fucking shitty.
All right, so I should get...
You should get the older Vita.
Huh. I did not know that. Okay, yeah, well, I probably will. And then, I don't know, I should wait. I don't need one now. There's no games I really extremely want for the Vita at the moment.
I don't think. No.
I mean, I do want a Vita, but really, I want a Vita to play my PS4 games streaming over that.
Yeah.
Gaiku thing? I said that wrong. What is it?
Gaiku.
Is that it?
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm scared that the internet hates me. Yeah, so that's pretty much all I got from Sony, which was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
They seemed to really sell on that Destiny thing, because they had the exclusive beta, but that's it.
I'm really upset with Sony.
Why?
Because the Vita is such a good console, like good handheld, but they don't push anything for it. Like it's.
But are the developers to blame for that? Would you almost be willing to say, though, that handheld gaming is dying?
No.
Why not?
Not at all. Well, yeah, have you seen fucking Pokemon?
Well, yeah, Pokemon, but you get the like nostalgia value for that. That's a long-running series.
Yeah, that's true.
But because most mobile gaming is kind of being replaced by phones.
But the games on phones are free to play.
Not all of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah, but and again, people like free to play.
I fucking hate free to play.
You hate free to play, but a lot of people like free to
play. Fucking can't stand it because it turns into pay to win.
Right. Well, you hate pay to win. You don't hate free to play.
Well, you're
you
right.
Play to win.
Right.
Because you like that one game that's free to play.
Brave Frontier?
Nope. It's a PC game. League of Legends.
Yes, League of Legends.
See, that's free to play. You like that game.
Yeah, but it's not pay to win.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. You don't like pay to win. You like free to play.
I like free to play. I just being an don't ass. Like pay to win.
Yeah.
But that's
which
every mobile game.
It's
is
a lot
pay
of
to
them,
win.
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't you just charge $4.99 for the fucking game? I don't mind dropping $5.
Right. So.
But.
I don't know what's going on with.
But there's a lot of things on Kickstarter a few months ago, last time I checked, because I haven't been on Kickstarter in a while.
That's probably good for your wallet.
Yeah. But, like, a lot of the games that were
Hold on, I have to interrupt. I saw this crazy, I don't think it's a Kickstarter thing. Uh-huh. Chris showed it to me today. It is a cup. It's $100 pre-order or $200 to buy, and whatever you put into it, it is able to identify exactly what is in it and tell you what it is. Like, this is light beer made by Anheuser-Busch, and it's this beer. And it just detects it from what you pour in your cup.
I'm going to buy one.
Science.
Science, motherfucker.
But I don't want to spend $100 on the pre-order because I don't have enough faith that it's actually going to work. And I don't want to spend $200 on that because it's kind of gimmicky. Like, that's cool, but what now?
I mean, I'd drop the $100 just on chance. I'd do it.
Yeah? You can. You can pre-order it now.
I probably will.
It's called the... I don't fucking know.
After I buy Wildstar, though.
Vessel, I think is what it's
Vessel?
Called.
Vessel?
And it's V-E-S-S-Y-L, I believe.
Nice. That's a neat way to spell it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I might buy Wildstar. I don't know.
I still have yet to see anything about Wildstar, even though I put it in the link up last week.
It's like a sci-fi World of Warcraft.
Isn't World of Warcraft a sci-fi?
No, it's just straight fantasy.
Oh.
There's no science involved in that.
Gotcha. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
But I don't know, like... I'm still watching people play it, and nothing's really jumping out at me. But they're like, oh, just wait till the end game. The end game's, you know, where all the fun is at.
So what's the end game?
When you reach, like, max level. That's when all, like, the really good quests and raids and stuff become available.
I don't know. I'm not a big
I just don't
RPG
like grinding.
Person, so I don't want to, like, yeah, grind up to the top level and then have fun. I want to have fun on the way.
Yeah.
Like in Skyrim. God, I love Skyrim.
Skyrim was that was a masterpiece. That was a game of all
games. I played
games.
Through that a solid, like, 3 times.
No. One was enough for me.
Yeah. Well, every time I played through it different. First time I did, like, the main campaign. Second time I did the Brotherhood campaign, and third time I did the Assassin campaign. Hmm. So, or not the Assassin. There's two different campaigns. There's the Brotherhood, or the Dark Brotherhood, and one other one that's very similar but different. I don't remember.
Right.
But I did both of those. The Thieves Guild. That's what it is.
Thieves Guild.
I did, and that was the third playthrough I did.
Nice.
And I'm probably going to play through it again, and I might do a Let's Play series on it.
On Skyrim?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It would be.
So. I don't know what I'd do. I'm probably just going to start doing streaming.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll get that downstairs room going together. Like 3 weeks, I think. Right after I get back from the cruise. So it'll be, I think, July 12th or something.
And you said, we'll talk about that.
I don't know. I told you to take it right off your calendar.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft, they opened up with another Call of Duty game. Advanced Warfare, which we all knew, but...
Yeah.
Again,
did we actually get something good out of it, other than a badass trailer with Kevin Spacey?
I didn't actually watch it, but I know they opened with it, but thanks for putting me on the spot like that.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. But an interesting, related thing there, Destiny was Sony's opening thing, cross-platform. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty was Microsoft's opening thing, cross-platform. Both companies started with and focused on cross-platform games. Don't give me that blank stare.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, it was just fascinating, I guess would be the right word.
No.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
No is my reaction to it. Is why would you do that? If you are a big-time developer, if you are the manufacturer of this console, I would start with something specific. I
mean, could we be at the end of console exclusives?
No.
Why not?
Because then there'd be no reason to buy a certain console.
They're different hardware power. And the other thing you have is...
But to someone like me who really doesn't pay much attention to it, and they're not that different.
They're not different now, but I bet you a couple years from now, that's when you'll really start to see the difference.
Maybe.
PS4 has a hell of a lot better specs than the Xbox One.
Maybe.
No, they do.
But maybe you'll see a difference.
I think you will. I'm pretty sure you will. Think about how different games were at the start of this generation. Last generation now, I guess.
Let's jump back to what was normally a predominantly Sony-based company, Square Enix.
Yes.
They released Final Fantasy Type-0, which was originally a PS Vita or a PSP game. Mm-hmm. They re-released it, or they're remastering it in HD and putting it out for the Xbox One and PS4.
Wow. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's going cross-platform. And Bungie, who was previously, strictly Microsoft.
Well, they bought their way out.
They did buy their way out.
But, and back to the Square Enix Final Fantasy bandwagon, because I'm playing Final Fantasy X on my Vita. Mm-hmm. They are releasing a free-to-play mobile game called Final Fantasy Agito, A-G-I-T-O.
Okay.
And it's basically what Type-0 was before it became Type-0. So it borrows heavily from all the resources of that game. Like, it's the same characters, this, that, and the other thing. But you have a custom character, missions, and the only thing is like, you have an energy bar, and if it depletes, you can either buy new energy or that.
Gotcha.
Which, I mean, in a way, I kind of like having energy in a game, because it's like, all right, asshole, you've been playing this game way too fucking long. Take a break.
I like it if it's balanced like that, but I feel like a lot of the time it's,
you've
been playing for 12 minutes. It's time to take a break.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's been 12 minutes. Let me play for at least like an hour before you say time for new energy.
Yeah. But they didn't have any release date on that one. They just said in the near future.
Gotcha. Yeah. I felt there was a lot of missing release dates.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Another game that's coming out is, I think we talked about it being leaked, is the Battlefield
that one
game.
Yeah.
And beta just came out. Bam. Done. They were like, this thing that was leaked last week, guess what? Open beta. Or I don't know. I don't think it was open. You had to sign up on Origin.
Yeah.
But anybody could sign up.
Well, that's
so
neat.
So I don't know how the time frame there is. Like, if now you can still sign up, or we've kind of missed the boat. But you were at one point able to sign up for the beta and get in on Origin. And it's basically cops versus robbers, and they have heists already, and GTA still does not have heists. Which,
where you at, Rockstar?
Into a beautiful segue. That was gorgeous. GTA 5 was finally announced for PC and Xbox One and PS4.
I have a GTA 5 announcement. I now own it.
Yes. Yes, you do. And we were planning on doing a live stream tonight, but it is so fucking hot that I'm really not
feeling it.
Considering it. No.
I don't blame you. I left all my shit in the car.
I mean, I've been sleeping on this couch down here because
your sister told me she stopped by the gym today.
Yeah. God,
she said that at one point in the night, you and her both walked out of your room did, like, at the same time.
At the same time, we walked out of our rooms. It's just like, where are you going? I was like, down to the couch. She's like, damn it. So she slept on the smaller couch downstairs, but I'm way too big for that couch. I'm too big for this couch, which is like a 3-person couch. No way in hell I could sleep on the love seat downstairs.
No, I can't even sleep on that. Like, my head and my legs are hanging off, and yeah. I'm not a tall person by any means.
No, you are not. You're like 5'7".
Seven.
I was going to give you 5'10", so.
No way.
I really had no basis for that information.
Size 5'10". I'm 5'7".
Is I really that much taller than you?
Yeah.
Well,
it's apparent when I'm not wearing shoes.
Gotcha.
Because
you don't wear shoes a lot. I feel like I would notice that more. Speaking of shoes, God, we have beautiful segues today.
I know.
After like 3 weeks, I have finally gotten my Clark's Desert boots.
Now, these ones fit.
These ones fit nicely. Unfortunately, I need better socks because they're kind of like boots, and I'm wearing athletic socks with them, so they just don't,
Those thicker,
comfier
socks. Wool socks.
Wool socks. Those are supposed to be good for those.
Nice shoes.
So I'll probably be picking those up soon. I get paid tomorrow.
Lucky you.
I'm going to try to go shopping this weekend for clothes because I need...
I'd ask my boss how I get paid on summer camps, if they get weekly or if they're just tied into my end of the month check. But personal things.
Yeah. Yeah. We won't talk about it. No, but we'll say medical personal things.
Yeah, family emergency.
Medical family personal things. And we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually went over to her house the other day. Spent the night there.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I'd be terrified because I don't know if it's contagious or not.
I'm pretty sure it's not contagious what it is.
Okay.
And even if it is, I never seem to catch what other people catch.
That's true. I was dying and you got away scot-free.
You got it from people and you gave it to people and I was fine.
And we spent the most amount of time together.
Every time people get sick, I never get what they get. But every once in a while, I'll get like my own thing that nobody else gets. And I just die and puke my brains out for a day and that's it. So.
That sucks.
I think it's because I don't really care that much about germs. I'm just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Unless it's toilet germs, which I think we've been over before.
Public toilets.
We've been over restrooms a lot.
but drinking
after people or stuff like that doesn't bother me at all. And I think because of that, I have a healthy immune system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go me.
I mean, I think if we came into contact with other life forms, that would be our biggest fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. We would all illnesses. Be fine. That's what they say is that even if we're invaded by peaceful aliens, chances are both races will still die because of the immune system stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're carrying stuff we're not immune to.
We're carrying stuff they're not immune to.
So everybody's just going to die and it's going to be terrible. And that you see it happen all the time with like secluded tribes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're visited by the outside world once. And then within like a year, everybody in the tribe is dead because they've never been exposed to the outside world before.
Yeah.
And they fall victim to things that are like pretty much extinct or whatever.
Like the common cold.
Like the measles and all that shit that's kind of been like pushed out.
Yeah.
Because like we're immune to it now, but it doesn't mean we don't carry it.
Right.
And so when we go to those places, they're not immune to it. And we have it, and we're, like, soaked in it. And
now they carry it, and they die.
Now they carry it, and then they die promptly thereafter. Because they don't have the medical technology that we do.
Noises.
Dogs. Yeah, we're finally potty training the dog after, like, 2.5 fucking years.
Wow. About time.
And my sister goes away for college next Friday.
Oh. So that's why you're potty training it.
Yep. And I think it's going well so far, but I've taken her out, like, 6 times today, and not once has she gone to the bathroom.
However, when you bring her right back in, no, I'm kidding.
No, well, I put her right back in the cage, so, and she won't poop in her cage, because that's where she sleeps, and their dogs are very like, I don't poop where I sleep.
So. Not true. I had a little Pomeranian once, well, not me, but my ex-girlfriend did, and that thing just pooped everywhere and rolled in it.
For what it's worth, that thing was, like, the size of my hand, so it could totally get away pooping in, like, one half of the cage, and just staying in the other side of the cage, and it would be fine.
Yeah, but it didn't do that.
Oh.
It like jumped around and played in its poop.
That's disgusting.
I'm like, this is your dog. You're cleaning it.
I take no responsibility for said shit.
Put some gloves on.
Wow, did we really keep, I didn't watch all of E3, but I think we recapped all the things about E3 I'm excited about. And again, oddly enough, I am most excited about, oh, there is one thing we forgot about.
Oh,
Halo 1 through 4, all in one
disc. Master Chief Collection.
That is the most perfect thing they could have done to sell the popularity of the Xbox One. Like what everybody was asking for, they're like, yeah, we'll do that. And they did it exactly how everybody wanted it. You have Halo 1 and 2, both with the original engine. So it's Halo Anniversary.
Yeah.
It's reskin, but you have the option to toggle back between old skin and new skin,
uh-huh,
all on the fly while you're playing. This is the real part that was, they'll never do this. And they fucking did this. And this is why they're amazing. the Halo 2 multiplayer uses the original Halo 2 multiplayer engine, which everybody mutually agrees was the best one, multiplayer engine. That was by far the smartest thing they could have done as a company.
And they did it. Yeah. And they did it. Good job, 343.
They put all those on the same disc, plus Halo 3, plus Halo 4, with all the multiplayer maps, again, all on one disc, and just said, here you go. $60.
$60
for all four games, 4,000 gamer score, four completely independent games, remastered and everything for the first two. Three and four don't really need to be remastered because they were both on HD consoles.
Yeah.
And like, here's all the gameplay, here's all the maps, here's all the multiplayer engines.
That's so exciting.
They seriously, it comes with over like 100 multiplayer maps or something. They seriously could not have possibly done a smarter thing to sell that console.
Plus you get Forge in 3 and 4.
Who really had no interest in playing or buying an Xbox One, really,
mm-hmm.
will buy an Xbox One specifically for that. And
also, you get an Halo 5 beta.
On December 17th?
Whatever, I'm still...
December something.
We need to buy Xboxes before then.
Yeah, so that was totally the smartest thing they could have done. So props to you, 343 and Microsoft.
And they also released a Kinectless version.
Yes, they did, for $400.
Yeah, so now they're in competition zone with the PS4.
Yeah, which...
Now they have Halo Master Chief Collection, right. So
now,
they just sold me on it.
One thing with it. I don't really care for the Kinect, but the voice commands are really cool.
Yeah.
I like the voice commands.
And you need the Kinect for that.
Do you? Or... Because has the new Xbox come out yet, or has it just been kind of, this is coming?
I don't know.
Because if they had an embedded microphone...
That's true.
Into the console, or even an attachment microphone for the $400 price, that's what I would buy. But honestly, I would probably pay $100 extra to get the voice commands on the Kinect.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like against the Kinect. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want a camera in my house. I don't give a shit about that. I just didn't want to spend, you know, when choosing between two consoles, I'll pick the cheaper console if it has the better games. Now, of course, in this scenario, now the Halo Master Chief Collection is what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
So if they have the microphone on the cheaper one, I'll just get the cheaper one. But if they don't, then I'll pay the extra $100 to get the Kinect and use the microphone from that.
See, what bugs me, though, about the PS4 and the Xbox One is the amount of games being released for each one.
What do you mean?
Like, Xbox has always had more games pushed out than PS4 and PS3.
Like, right, well, that was because the PS3 was a hell of a lot harder to develop for. They were entirely different ways to develop. And the PS3's way was like, because it had that Blu-ray,
uh-huh.
and that was kind of when it was new, and so the way it interfaced with that Blu-ray was like really bleh.
Okay.
It made it a lot harder to develop games for the PS3.
But now at the same point, the more advanced hardware, do you think developers are pushing more...
You're saying this generation.
Yes, this generation, the PS4. Do you think that developers are going to push more towards, you know, trying to get to the higher end of the spectrum of the hardware?
You're saying because the PS4 has higher specs than the Xbox One?
Yeah, that they're going to try to max out the game and thus
right
take
now,
longer to develop.
No. But a year or two from now, absolutely. Because you got to remember, we already kind of touched on this briefly, but last generation, the first Xbox 360 games compared to the last Xbox 360 games, I mean, mm-hmm. compare Halo 3 with Halo 4.
Yeah.
Completely worlds of difference, and that's because they learned how to work with the hardware and really max it to its ultimate potential. You're right. Going to see that same thing with, you know, both these new consoles. You're going to start out about the same for both consoles, and then you're going to progress forward and to see what you can actually do with that console. And eventually the Xbox One's going to hit kind of a wall, and the PS4 is going to exceed it. Because the PS4 has...
But do you think that developers are already going for that exceeded level? And that's why it's taking so long to get new games out of it?
I don't think so. Because even if they're... I mean, they're always pushing for as far as they can go. Even like Halo 3, they pushed it as far as they knew how to push the Xbox 360 then. But as they learn... Over, you know, that was a 10-year development cycle between Halo 3 and Halo 4 almost. Mm-hmm. As they learn, they're pushing for the max is higher than the max was last time they were pushing for the max, even though it's the exact same hardware. Because they're learning how it works, they're learning how to optimize, and, you know, you get into some, like, real, like, low-level coding shit, mm-hmm. which I don't even fully understand, and then you can understand why they're able to push it even further than they were originally, and you can get these really awesome, beautiful games on 10-year-old hardware.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even Halo 4...
Or
mm-hmm.
you can buy a PC.
Or you can buy a PC. That's true. Because even though Halo 4... I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this, but Halo 4 was comparable to a lot of PC games that were released similar time, even though it was on 10-year-old hardware. I mean, no, that's kind of an iffy statement. All in all, the PC games do look a lot better, but, you know.
Now, since
You couldn't get that same quality on 10-year-old PC hardware as you could on 10-year-old Xbox hardware. That's true. My statement. I'm sticking to it.
That's
don't give me shit.
Now, that's where I was going with this. Now, since Microsoft owns Halo and 343,
yes,
why don't they release Halo for the PC?
I don't know, because they should.
They absolutely should.
Especially now, because the general consensus from the developers, and I think even the makers of the consoles, they say that this architecture for these new generation of consoles is much more similar to PC, meaning it should be a lot easier to make cross-platform PC games as well.
Right.
And if they just made all of the Halo games again...
on PC.
No, again, they just made it all for the Xbox One,
yeah,
which allegedly is more like the PS or the PC. That should mean it'll be a lot easier to port the Xbox One Master Chief Collection over to the PC, and you'll have a lot of happy fans.
And you will double your profit.
And I will probably buy both one on, each, on yeah. both consoles, because fuck it. Or both PC and console platforms, I guess is the fucking word.
Now, my question is, when are we going to start getting games that are both cross-platform and cross-playable? For example, playing from your Xbox One to your PC and being on the same server.
There is one that they just announced that does that. Was it Destiny?
Maybe. I know DC Universe Online, you can go from PS3 to PS4, but that's it.
No, I swear there was one that you could do that. I can't think of what it was, but I swear there is one.
We can look into it after the podcast.
Yeah, I'm probably pulling this out of my ass. I want to say that's true with Minecraft on the PS4 and Xbox 360. Or, I'm sorry, the Xbox One. But I'm probably making that up.
But if you're not, that'd be really cool.
That would be cool. And if it ever happens, I'm taking credit for the idea. Because fuck it. Why not?
Hear that, Notch? It's Joey's idea.
Yeah, that's right. I expect royalties. She still hasn't gone to the bathroom. I took her out like 7 times. So, okay, back to the podcast. Segways.
Vroom, vroom.
Now this is like not a segue at all. Yeah, you know, we had a lot of good segues today.
We
need to throw in some shitty ones. I want to know, did we talk about last week how Netflix was shaming Verizon for their shitty internet?
I think we did, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll recap that anyway. I don't know why I asked.
Sure.
But basically, if you had a shitty connection on Verizon and you were no longer able to stream HD on Netflix, and you know how when your connection changes, Netflix does like a, hold on, we're redoing the video and quality to better stream to you or whatever.
Yeah.
They now added a message that says, Verizon's networks are crowded right now, so we have to readjust your stream or whatever. Call Verizon, they suck, basically, is what it said.
Nice.
And then Verizon, in response, sent them a cease and desist letter saying that you need to stop, you know, saying that about Verizon because it's not Verizon's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so Netflix then responded and wrote a very nicely worded letter about how it is their fault. And they didn't, you know, directly say that, but they're saying that Verizon is responsible for all of the interconnections anywhere. Anything between the consumer and Netflix is Verizon's responsibility as an ISP. That's their job. So you can't say, oh, well, this network's bad here. It's like, well, as an ISP, that's your responsibility. And Netflix or Verizon was trying to say, no, it's not. But Netflix is like, it is. So they didn't say we're going to continue, but they said at the end of the month, we are going to reassess our decision and decide if we're going to roll this out wide or just keep it small and local.
So at the end of this month?
I believe so, yes.
So I'm going to jump onto my Netflix at home and see.
Well, they say it's on a like localized area thing. It's not a broad spectrum.
Okay.
Of getting this notification to people. But it's finally good that Netflix is standing up for the internet and their shittiness. Because this is in response.
They always have.
Right, because this is kind of in response to that whole thing that Netflix was doing. Or I'm sorry, not Netflix was doing, the ISPs were doing, where they were trying to charge more for that faster internet. Well, apparently, I could totally be wrong here. Apparently, they are doing that, where the ISPs were charging for the, you know, the fast lane internet or whatever, and Netflix is paying it, and they're still not getting it. And they're like, all right, whatever. Well, then we're just going to publicly shame you for all of your customers. Because everybody they have to be advertising to is a Netflix customer, and they have to be a Verizon customer, otherwise they wouldn't get the message.
Right.
And now all that Verizon has done in all this news shit has said, hey, look, our internet sucks, but we swear it doesn't. It's not our fault.
Yeah.
And everybody's just thinking, oh, their internet kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, their internet really does kind of suck.
Huh. Way to go, Verizon. Although, to be honest, I have Verizon. I'm totally happy with Verizon. I don't have that problem. So,
I know. I haven't had a problem with them, but I really want to just to get that message.
Yeah, so.
Anything's better than Time Warner. Time Warner?
Yeah, Verizon is better than Time Warner for sure.
And Comcast. And everyone. Verizon's pretty much the best one in our area.
Yeah, unfortunately so. And, you know, I say that, but I really have no problem with Verizon. I want Google, of course. Yeah. But we don't have Google in our area. Google needs to save the day. Or Netflix could become their own ISP. I'm totally just saying that.
I was about to say, is that actually possible? There's not like facts about this.
I'm just saying Netflix should, because Netflix is in their best interest to supply the best quality streaming.
Do you think that they could do that, though?
I don't know. I have no idea what goes into being an ISP.
Yeah, me either.
Except apparently you have to be a giant dick. That's so far. Except unless you're Google. Then you can avoid that clause.
So speaking of Google, they just released an article that they're hiring more graduates.
Non-college graduates, yes. Because in the IT world, as a IT student, I can tell you I have learned jack shit in all of this.
That's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah. In fact, I was watching a lecture today on database stuff with Microsoft Access.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, oh, this means the format's wrong. I was like, no, it doesn't. You just have to slightly grow the little thingy. I was like, oh my God, you're retarded. And it's like, this teacher who's like responsible for my college education doesn't understand how Microsoft Access works.
That kind of reminds me of like my 11th grade math teacher. Complete dumbass.
Just didn't know what he was
talking about. Did not know the subject matter at all. Like, I actually read the book.
What was 11th grade math for you?
It was not Algebra 2. That was sophomore. No.
Was it?
Yes. Because I took algebra in middle school. Then I took geometry in high school.
Right. Freshman. Algebra 2 was sophomore year.
And then...
Pre-calculus.
Yes, pre-calc.
Yeah.
Did not know what he was doing. Like, he tried to teach it one way that was completely wrong and would give you wrong answers. And I'd check in the book. I just read the chapter and I was like, oh, that's how it's done. And so I did it on the board and he goes, no, that's wrong. I'm like,
But the book
says this is how it's done.
The book agrees.
The book and the answers in the back of the book also say that this is how it's done.
Right.
He's like, nope.
That's pretty much how my college experience has been, especially with programming teachers. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it that way?
Why? How did you do it?
I even said it on the podcast that I finished one of my programming classes like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The last like three quizzes were all incorrect. And I messaged him. I was like, hey, this is the wrong answer. And he's like, oh, yep, you're right. Sorry, my bad. So at least he was cool about it. He was like, yes, I was wrong. Let me fix that and adjust your grade accordingly. But still kind of like, yeah, don't you think you should have noticed those things?
As a teacher?
As a college professor. They're not just teachers. They are college professors, which apparently means something, but I've yet to see it.
Not in Florida, apparently. So.
Yeah, no, now I'm at the end of my E3 imaginary topic list.
Cool.
That didn't exist.
Now, how has your week gone?
How has my week gone? I've worked a lot.
Get anything important done? Anything you'd like to share for the podcast?
No, I actually haven't worked overtime yet.
Wow.
I'm only at 31 hours, and it's Thursday, so I should be at 32, so I'm actually 1 hour short.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's those long lunch breaks you're taking at Wawa.
Yeah. I saw you at Wawa this week. On a Monday or something.
Yep.
But I got to finally showcase the app I'm working on.
Yeah?
Or this morning. So that went well. It's coming along quite nicely. I'm super excited.
Good.
That pretty much sums up my whole week. I've been doing a shit ton of programming, basically.
Good.
For 31 hours.
I've been working summer camps.
Yeah, for...
For 6 hours a day.
What time does it start?
It starts at... I get there at 8 o'clock in the morning. It starts at 9, but I have to set up and make sure all of my assistant coaches and everything are there.
How many assistant coaches do you have?
I just have Frank this week.
Okay.
And thank God she knows what she's doing, because...
Yeah, she's not retarded. She actually...
My life would suck if I had anyone else. So yeah. Thank you, Frank.
And, do you do the cheer summer camps too?
Yeah, I do all of them.
Who's helping you out for the cheer summer camps?
I have no idea.
Gotcha. Because I know it's not Frank. She already told me that.
Yeah, she's not doing those.
So, the part of the podcast nobody cares about. But, who's helping Ben coach next week?
Yeah. But, God. 12 and 13 hour days is what I'm working at the gym this
week. Yeah, well, because then you have practice after that.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm at the gym until... With the exception of Thursdays, 9 o'clock every night.
Wow.
So.
How are the summer camps? Do they have a decent number of kids?
Yeah, we got a nice handful of kids. Nice. It's manageable, but it's not like out of hand.
That's good. That's a good number. You don't want too many there. Makes things very...
I mean, we have a good amount of kids for two coaches, so it works. Well, it works perfectly. Today was pretty nice because the first 3 days I went ham on them and everyone was sore today.
How old are they?
This camp, it's the youngest one, I think, is like 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last like 2 years, I feel like all the summer camps were kids like 7 and 8.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, that's good then, because you can actually work out with, you know, kids who yes. are over 12. They can actually do stuff.
Yep. We do a lot of conditioning.
I might come play dodgeball with you guys tomorrow.
You should. Maybe. Well, no. So we're not having we're not doing dodgeball tomorrow. We're doing water balloons.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I can't do that because I got to go back to work.
But no, tomorrow's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're all just balls to the walls, conditioning and tumbling, and
nice.
Just working really hard. Today was a very relaxed day. Like, we had maybe an hour's worth of tumbling out of the 6 hours, and it was mostly games. And tomorrow is pretty much going to be specifically all games, with the exception of the first, like, gotcha. Hour of
Well, you got to get camp. That cardio up. Yeah. Plus, it's summer camp, you know.
Yeah, you're supposed to have fun.
Right, you can, and I can tell you from past experiences, 6 hours of nonstop tumbling really sucks.
Yeah.
It's boring. There reaches a point where you're just not going to get any better, because you're 4 days into working out 6 hours a day.
Shit also, starts to hurt. I've been at a lot of camps, and no camp will do more than 2 hours of whatever they say they're doing. If it's like a 6 hour camp, they will do no more than a third of the time.
That kind of makes sense. I mean, you don't want to overdo it.
Exactly. You want to have fun. You want your kids to have fun. You want them to come back.
Yeah. You want them to enjoy summer camp.
Not just be like, all right, tumble.
We've got to be one of the most diverse podcasts on the internet.
We probably are.
Gaming, cheerleading, Joey's slightly left of his right nipple. Just very diverse.
Fitness, cars. We talk about it all.
Yeah.
Mostly video games.
Cars. I saw a really awesome, I want to say it was a Lamborghini. Apparently only 3 of them were made.
Ooh.
It was in Miami.
Probably.
God, it was fucking beautiful. I don't even know what it's called. Might have been a Ferrari. Pretty sure it was a Lamborghini.
The Veneno?
That sounds right.
Or it starts with a V. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, but God, they're so beautiful.
Gorgeous cars.
Yeah, man, I want one of those.
Redonkulously expensive.
Well, of course, there was only 3 of them made, yeah. And they're Lamborghinis. I mean, between the two of those.
They made one specific Lamborghini for their test driver, who test drives the Lamborghinis as they're being made.
Can that be my job? Can I be a Lamborghini test driver?
Possibly, because he's getting old and he's retiring, and they named the car after him.
Yeah, I've decided that's my new career aspiration. Fuck Frosted Gaming. I'm going to become a Lamborghini test driver.
No, we need you. Who's going to edit all the videos? Don't say me.
Yeah, I just got to edit the... What's next?
We have one last indie game. Did you finish Binding of Isaac?
I have to finish the very end part, like the outro of Binding of Isaac. Because I have to put the Space Engineers clip like in the outro.
See, so that's coming out this week.
And then I have to edit Sanctum. And...
I thought we were re-recording Sanctum.
You're right, we are re-recording Sanctum.
Another indie game of the week.
Yeah. And
all sorts of spoilers.
VVVVV just announced today that they are putting out a free map editor. And you can also play on the user-created maps for free. You don't have to own the game to play user-created maps.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
So, that's awesome. You have VVVV, plus you have user-created maps now.
That's so cool.
Yep. With a whole new set of achievements on Steam. In the original game, not in the map maker
game.
And
that game's only, what, $10?
Maybe it's $10, not on sale. Paid like $3 for it, or I might have gotten it on a
Humble Bundle. It's on Humble Bundle again this week, isn't it?
I've seen it on Humble Bundle a handful of times, yeah. So totally possible.
It's up there pretty often. Galaxy on Fire was in the Humble Bundle recently.
On the mobile one. Yeah. Galaxy on Fire 2, actually.
HD.
HD. Yeah. Right. What else? There was something else that just happened in the indie game world. I think it was related to VVVV. I found that Super Hexagon is made by the same people as VVVVVVV.
So, two really frustrating games.
Yeah, which we might do an indie game of the week on Super Hexagon. I know we did Size Video already, but it's still an indie game of the week we could do.
It is.
Oh, there's a Flash game I want to do an indie game of the week on. I don't know if it really qualifies as an indie game, but whatever, it's close enough that I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So, because I beat it today, and it was awesome. I felt very
Did you play it at work?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
I was installing a copy of Windows 8, and we have like a TechNet thing, which if you know computers, you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like download it and then you burn it to a DVD, and I was burning it to the DVD while I was playing because there wasn't much else I could do.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then installing updates and all that other nonsense. And it's pretty much, yep, update. All right. Now I'm going to wait for the next hour. Install updates. Wait for 30 minutes. Oh, new set of updates. Yeah. Anybody who's ever updated a new computer knows exactly what I'm talking about.
See, I went through the original Meat Boy game on Newgrounds in one day of work when I worked at the dealership.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, That was fun.
I don't think I ever played the original Meat Boy game.
It's only like 21 levels long.
Okay, so it's not that.
Yeah, it's not
this game I played was like 15. Yeah, do you remember Flash games? Flash games used to be the fucking shit.
I know.
Like addictinggames.com.
Yeah.
Interactive boy? Interactive kid?
I don't know.
Interactive buddy. That's what it was. And it was a little like gray buddy that you could like skin like as the president and shit, and you could beat the shit out of him with like grenades and baseball bats, or you can make him a Teletubby.
Nice.
Interactive buddy. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I think I have. I just don't ever recall playing it.
And then there was some other game that had guns, and that's like the most generic thing. But that was a lot of fun. Oh, man. Flash games.
Newgrounds. I've always played it on Newgrounds.
There was Newgrounds, and there was Addicting Games. Those were the two places I always went.
Yes.
And then Newgrounds also had those like videos, and you remember Animator versus Animation?
Yes.
With the Flash stick figure thing fighting. God, this is... Started out so good with segues, now it's just all sorts of tangentialness. In the kickboxing class, they have different classes, obviously.
Yeah.
And the class I go to is obviously for adults, and right before me, they have a little kid class where all the kids are about 8 years old. And the coach was talking to the kids about Minecraft, and he's like, yeah, Minecraft's really old. I've been playing it since before you guys were born. And I'm just thinking, like, holy shit, Minecraft is so old now. That these kids who are like 8 years old, I mean, you know, he said before they were both, but some of them honestly might have been younger than five.
Yeah.
Minecraft has been a game their entire life. Like, there have been people playing Minecraft regularly. That's crazy to
think about.
Since before they were born. It blew my mind.
Now, do you think that Minecraft could be one of the longest updating games? That's absolutely constantly being updated.
In fact, I'd be willing to. No, I guess World of Warcraft is already there.
Yeah, well, fuck World of Warcraft.
But I could see Minecraft outlasting World of Warcraft.
I totally can too, because World of Warcraft is dying down.
The only reason I couldn't is that World of Warcraft has a continued revenue stream.
With?
Monthly subscriptions.
Ah, right.
You buy the game, you keep paying monthly.
Oh, that's another thing Minecraft, about WildStar.
Eventually, you're going to run out. Eventually, everybody on the planet's going to own Minecraft. And who makes the money for Minecraft now? What do you do? So, I don't know.
Good question. Maybe... I know
this is like a real stretch. If it maintains its popularity, you do have new kids that are now getting into gaming.
Right.
You always have a stream of new children. And as you get new children, they're get new people to buy games. Yep.
So potentially the income is unlimited.
Technically it's unlimited. It's a recurring stream.
But what they could also do, as I know they already have Galacticraft, but what if they made something more stable and more vast?
What if they made more like paid DLC or something?
Yeah, that's what
I could see that. I would be okay with that.
Complete other worlds. I paid
like $14 for Minecraft or something when it first came out.
Back when it was an alpha.
Yeah, I had to buy it back on like... I think I paid for it in euros. I had to go through PayPal so I could... Or whatever Swedish people use.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely a conversion rate. Because I think it was like $10 and then whatever it translated to the other way.
I think I got it when it just switched over to whatever it'd be in American money, and it was like $20, $19.99 or something.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I got it. Yeah, back in alpha. Fuck, man. I've been playing Minecraft forever myself.
You have.
Oh, good times, good times.
God world.
There we are. Man, reminiscing. But yeah, so that'll be interesting where Minecraft goes with the future. Because, and you know, you could, although World of Warcraft has been around forever, it has upgraded. You know, you have new graphics.
You have new races, stuff. Classes,
Minecraft,
stuff like
you know,
that.
You add new features, but you don't, like, update it quite the same. You know, the game still looks the same as it really did back then, for the most part. And, you know, so stuff like that, it kind of says, you know, it is being around longer because it's better standing the test of time.
Yeah, without having to change much.
Right, because honestly, even if they didn't continue to put in new features, Minecraft is one of those games I feel you could continue to play. Because people will continue to make new stuff in it just because
right,
of
the creation
of
value is unlimited.
Which you can't
in that.
Do with like World of Warcraft. So I don't know.
Right.
We'll see where that goes over the next bajillion years.
Yeah. See, I really like games with good crafting systems. And I feel like somehow in the complete emptiness that Minecraft is, they have an awesome crafting system.
They do. What do you mean the vast emptiness of
like,
Minecraft?
It's such a simple game. Like, you collect ores. You refine the ores.
You turn them into shit.
You turn it into a fucking pickaxe. But, like, some games just have... They're either way too complicated or overly simplified, but I feel like Minecraft has that perfect balance.
I agree. Although it's interesting the different interface between the console version and the PC version, because on the PC version,
you have
like, nine cubes, and you have to lay it out, and you have to know the patterns, and there is no way to look those up. Either you have to get a mod
Minecraft Wikipedia.
Or you do the Minecraft Wikipedia page. And so that being your option, but back in the day, that didn't exist. People had to discover it.
Right.
So
I remember, you know, struggling with that.
Yeah.
And having you help me with a lot of things.
Whereas on the Xbox version, you just kind of toggle through everything, which I get. The real reason being that it's a lot harder to do with the controller to place things.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of nice to have that level of simplification on certain levels.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I guess that's true.
I mean, but although with the mouse, I definitely prefer the laying it out manually because it's a lot easier to decide how many you're going to make and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't completely mastered Xbox's Minecraft system. Like, it's not hard, but I just fumble over the controls.
Yeah, me too. They feel kind of clunky, the way you, like, move the analog stick around to move the cursor. It just feels weird.
I'd much rather play it on my PC.
Yeah. /Mac. good times.
Yep.
Okay, well, I think we should kind of wrap it up early today since we're now recording on Thursday nights because of our busy, busy schedules and
Jesus,
there are other people home and it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
I might go sit outside now, for a little bit.
To wrap up, though.
Yes.
What game are you most looking forward to buying soon? Like within the next 2-3 weeks, maybe?
Oh, next 2 or 3 weeks? Probably nothing, to be honest. I don't think anything's coming out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now you ask the next year, like before next E3?
Well, no, because I mean, like, there's a couple games out right now that I'd like to buy.
You go first, and then maybe I'll answer after you.
I just really want to get Wildstar.
Wildstar.
Because everyone's saying it's shitty, but I want to
experience the shittiness yourself.
Yeah, I want to be the judge of that. But I mean, it's $60, and then there's a subscription rate to it, so. Mm.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to play a bunch of League until I get a bunch of donators to my site or to my Twitch account.
so they can donate so that you can play Wildstar for
them. Yeah. And that's what happened to the girl I was referring to earlier, and we'll link her in the link dump.
Right.
But like she was just playing one day and I was watching and this guy just messaged her. He has check your inbox. And she donated $10 to him, to his page. Nice. I guess a week later, he turned around, donated $100.
Nice.
And she's
I bet they get married.
I don't know. But like, she's got her webcam and the game playing. So in there, like, she's like a little square in the screen. Right. All you see is her jaw drop. And I was like,
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what I said.
So, and he's like, go get Wildstar and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
some other stuff.
Yeah, that's neat. That's really good of you.
That is awesome.
See, there are good people in the world, goddammit.
All right, well, I'm just going over the next year. Honestly, right now, the game I am most excited for is probably Zelda U, actually.
I somehow knew you were going to say
or
that.
Or maybe Super Smash Brothers. Although I like Zelda U because I haven't played a lot of Zelda games, and so that would be newer for me. Or Smash Brothers is a little bit classic
school,
for me.
Yeah.
So that would probably Zelda U will be the newest. Or if there's a Metroid game announced, whatever it is, the Metroid game for sure.
Yeah. I kind of want to get the new Super Smash Brothers, so I think we should both get Wii U's or just put it on.
I think really, really need one Wii U between the two of us because playing online just is not the same.
That's true.
So, we both have 3DSs, so we'll also get it for 3DS, and then we can do that.
Just beat the crap out of each other, and you can, you know, beat me a bunch of times because I suck at that game.
Yeah, exactly.
I suck at every game.
You do, but that's okay.
All right, so I guess we should call it a night.
There was one more thing I wanted to bring up, but I don't remember what it was now.
Write it down in our non-existent topic list.
No, I won't remember by the time it happens. It happens all the time. I go back, I listen to editing the podcast, and it's like, God, I almost knew what it was.
We should have something to where after you edit the podcast, you can add on whatever you forgot you were going to mention.
Well, technically, I can just record over it and be like,
you could.
Pretending like I answered it again.
That's true.
But I don't because it's too much work because then I got to like plug all this shit in.
And then Houdini sentences.
Yeah, which I'm very good at, but don't like doing.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to make this last another 47 seconds so that we can reach the 1 hour mark.
Really?
Yeah.
It hasn't even been an hour yet.
No, we're right at
right
59:27.
No. Okay.
No, but I'm just kidding. We'll end it now. So on that note, thank you for watching. And in classic fashion, we will introduce ourselves at the end of the video. I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
And thank you for listening to episode
24.
Yep.
Later.
Wow, this podcast is as old as you are in years.
It is.
That's exciting.
Soon I will be 25.
We are two podcasts away from doing a half a year of consistent podcasts.
That's exciting.
That is very exciting.
We have to do something important for that.
We do.
We'll figure that out later.
Okay. Yes, we will. All right, thanks for listening.
Later. Bye.